Boys and girls, I'm glad you've tuned this way today. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and this is the Children's Bible Club. We thank the Lord for all who pray for us and all who give to make it possible. We're thankful for the faithful radio stations who carry the broadcasts, and especially for all the boys and girls who listen. Stay close now, and we'll soon have a good Bible story. But first, let's hear from the choir boys and girls and Mr. Woods. Thank you, choir. You know, last week, boys and girls, I told you about my fine kitty who has no tail and whose father was a real bobcat. Some of you wrote to tell me about your precious pets, and I'm glad. Maybe I'll read about them soon on the radio. But some of you put off writing. You intended to do it, but you just put it off. Now, come on. Get that paper out and write to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Yes, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. And now, I'll give you another zinger. Cats are often mentioned in the Bible, but they aren't pretty little house cats. They're not even half bobcats like mine. They're big, strong, beautiful cats. Kings kept them to show off their power and strength. They kept them for killing enemies and punishing disloyal servants. Worse yet, they kept them for fun and sport, throwing Christians into the big sports arenas and sending those big, hungry, vicious animals tearing into the defenseless people to fight and maul them till they died. The animals were following their instincts and training and treatment given them by mean, heartless men. And people in the stadium would shout and yell for more blood. How heartless. I'm pretty sure you guessed the animal by now, but if not, look up these verses. Daniel 6:16 and 2 Kings 17:25. Daniel 6:16 and 2 Kings 17:25. Those cats are mentioned many other places too, but if you get these, you'll be doing fine. And if you find the answer, write and tell me the answer to what kind of cats you've found. Send your answer to me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That should keep you purring for a while. Now, let's hear the choir again before story time. I don't think they purr very well, but they surely can sing, so join in with them. Choir? Looked as if the people of Israel were between a rock and a hard place. Behind them was the River Jordan rolling with its swollen waters, and in front of them was that great city of Jericho, massive, impenetrable walls, and inside it was filled with fierce Canaanite warriors. Oh, the people had been 40 years in the wilderness ever getting to the promised land. Now here they were. Were they going to be wiped out? No, no indeed. But it was no place of rest and recreation. There was a battle ahead for the people of God. You know, it's the same way when you get saved, boys and girls. You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, but that's only the beginning of a Christian life. The rest of a Christian life is a battle for God. In this world, you're in enemy territory, and you must be a witness and face battles for God. Rest comes in heaven, but not now. So, before them loomed that terrible fortress. It was an impossible situation. What should they do? Should they call a summit conference? Should they plan? Maybe they could wait long and starve out the people. Or maybe they could build ladders and scale the walls, or make heavy battering rams and break through the gates. I know, maybe they could dig tunnels under the wall and make a surprise attack underneath. Oh, the foolish plans of men. God had other plans. In fact, the captain of the Lord's hosts, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, had personally given Joshua the battle strategy, and on top of that, God promised victory. Joshua knew he would win if he followed God's orders explicitly. You know, that's faith, boys and girls, submitting to God's will and following his word. You better believe there was tension in Israel, but they weren't the only ones who were tense. Jericho was in a state of fear and stress, too. They'd heard all the things the God of Israel had done for his people. They were so scared that they barred the gates of Jericho and holed up in that city and wouldn't let anybody in or out. They knew the Israelite army could not get through those massive walls. Why, they were so thick, chariots could drive around on top of them. They had supplies, they could hold out, they were safe and secure. Well, then Joshua began to give the orders. Strange as it was, there was to be a big march. Joshua had told his people the order of the march. First of all, the armed men with their swords and spears were to line up and go first. Behind them, 7 priests, each with a ram's horn. A ram's horn? No silver trumpets to glitter in the sun and make beautiful sounds? No, God just uses plain, crude, humble, simple instruments, tools that don't bring glory to man and man's talents, but tools that bring glory to God and to His name. Those trumpets were blown to strike fear in the enemy's hearts, but also to give courage to God's people. Third came the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant, the beautiful symbol of God's presence in the battle. You know, it's wonderful to know that the Lord is with us each day as we do His will. Jesus said, "Lo, I'm with you always." Then behind the Ark of the Covenant came the rest of the army. There was one special order: march in silence. There wasn't one word to be said until Joshua gave the order. You know, obedience is all important in God's service, and quiet and silence is often found in God's work, too. It was so different from the war cries the Canaanites were used to that the silence only made the tension and fear greater. The army was in order, and around they marched the first day. What happened? Nothing happened. Was all their work in vain? Of course not, but they weren't done. Joshua didn't tell them how many times or how many days they had to march. They were to obey by faith one day at a time, and so must we. So they marched in silence again the second day, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and sixth, and still nothing happened. But on the seventh day, Joshua again rose up early for another march. He didn't lose his enthusiasm or energy. He did his best for God. That day, they didn't march around just once. They went around 5, 6, 7 times. Then Joshua gave the order for the trumpets to blow loud and long and the people to shout. When they obeyed God's order, I tell you, it must have been some kind of a sound. It must have sounded like thunder as those walls began to crack and crumble and come crashing down. And the dust rose to the sky. And the people of God scrambled over the rubble and destroyed everything in their path, just as God ordered, except for Rahab and her family, and the silver and gold and brass and iron, which was to be saved for God's house for His service. Oh, everything was to be done according to His word. When the people obeyed His word, God kept His promise. What looked impossible was possible with God. People obeyed His word, God kept His promise. What looked impossible was possible with God. So it is with you. If you trust in the false surety of man-made walls of Jericho, you will fall. But if you trust the sure blood of Christ and His atonement, you will be saved forevermore. Trust Him today. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.